Okay. Okay, this is Anne Gono and Sonia Bergevin, and it's October the 12th, I believe, and we're in the home of Joe LaDuc from Sarsfield. So, Mr. LaDuc, we have the tape recorder on. Yeah?
Louder.
Louder. We to fall? Yeah. Okay, we are with Mr. LaDuc from Sarsfield.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. LaDuc, your family had a store in Sarsfield?
To start, they had farm.
Yes.
They had one farm, and they bought another one, they had two farms. And in 1919, they bought a store in Tarsi.
Okay. Where was the store, like?
Near the hotel.
Okay. Okay. On the same side of the road as the hotel?
Yeah.
Okay.
In same yard, everything.
Okay. Know. Okay, but the building's no longer there? The building's no longer there?
No. Burn.
Ah, okay.
We have to throw it in the
We may. She's going to take the other phone.
Okay. What kind of things did they sell in the store?
Mm-hmm.
Quelle sorte de choses?
Est-ce qu'ils vendaient?
What? Oh, it was a general store. Everything.
General store. Yeah.
Now
it's
a...
C'est OK. Vraiment, t'es là. Tout à l'heure, ça parle.
C'est OK.
Bon.
So it's a general store. Did they have the mail as well? A post office?
Yeah, the post office, yeah. And they had the bank, the national bank.
Ah.
Or
provincial bank then.
Provincial bank in that time.
Mm-hmm. And this was your father?
In 1919, it was my father, yeah.
Yeah, what was his name?
Alfred.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And did you take over the store eventually?
I take over the my brother take it from my father, right?
Yes.
And then I worked for my brother for 40 years.
Yeah.
And then I bought it from my brother.
Okay. Do you know what year? Do you remember what year your brother took the store over from your father?
Oh, yeah.
22.
About, yeah.
22. So just before the Depression.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
22.
Okay. So you were a young man during the Depression?
I was born in 10. So
1910.
I was about 20 years old and 30.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have strong memories of the Depression?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well,
hard time.
What do you remember?
The Depression?
Yeah.
When there was no money.
Yeah. Yeah. And how did that affect you with the store?
I beg pardon?
How did that affect the store?
Oh, yes, I think because people have no money to buy, you see. Yeah. And it was lost credit.
Mm-hmm. So you gave credit to local people? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that my brother lost about $35,000.
Yes, then, you see.
That's a lot.
That was, yes.
Yeah, so during the time he kept store, eh?
Yes.
But.
What was your brother's name?
Right.
Albert.
Albert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
C'est très bon.
Oui.
Je ne vois pas le titre, lui, hein?
Non, c'est ça.
Claire avancée.
Mais oui.
Yeah. So he kept the store. And he gave credit to people.
Yeah.
What type of things would they buy on credit? Just basic things?
Oh, no, they didn't want to.
Food.
Mm-hmm. Food for the animals.
Oh, okay. For their feed for the animals. Yeah.
Est-ce qu'ils vendaient du linge, des vêtements?
Du linge à laver.
Oui.
Ah, des overalls. Eh?
Des
avarants.
Oui, surtout le linge qui sert sur la ferme.
Ok. Pour la ferme.
Pour la ferme, des bottes, des bottines.
Mais des gants, des mitaines.
So it was mostly things for the farm.
Yes, for the farm, yes. But food for the family, they would let it go. Though,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And some farmers would pay when the good times would come back in spring, you know.
Yes.
They would pay back. Some would and some wouldn't.
Yeah.
So some paid. And some didn't.
Yeah. Just whether they could afford. Mm-hmm. Do you know if they got any government help?
L'aide du gouvernement.
Oui, il y a eu quelque chose, le temps du gouvernement.
Yeah, the
relief.
Yeah.
Relief?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how...
D'autres choses aussi, tu sais, le concordat?
Me semblait battre un mot, me semblait battre un mot.
Pas concordat?
C'est pas concordat, c'est...
That was help for the farmers.
Yeah.
C'est spécifiquement pour les fermiers?
Oui.
Okay. Yeah. So farm relief.
Yeah, they was cutting the hypothèque
material. Oh, yes. The mortgage on the house.
Mortgage, yes. They were cutting the mortgage, eh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You go in court, and if you had 10,000 mortgage, the judge can put 5,000.
Okay.
Yes, and they lost money that way.
Who?
Albert, you put l'argent dans le concordat.
No.
No? Okay.
No. Okay.
C'est ça, concordat.
Oui, c'est concordat.
Concordat.
Oui, concordat.
Did you weren't married? You weren't married during the Depression.
No, I wasn't married that time.
No, that's what I wondered.
I was too young.
Well, that's what I thought. I was trying to be tactful.
No, not such a big difference. 85, I'm 78.
So did the Depression cause a delay in you getting married?
No.
I don't always work in the Depression. I started to work at the store at 30 years, at 20 years.
Yeah.
So I work all the Depression myself.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So from 1930 you worked in the store. Okay.
Yes, we married in 1947.
Mm-hmm. Hey?
We were married in 1947.
Yeah. The 14th of October. The 14th of October. 14th October.
We have a family meeting. Not a big meeting. 48 years, but we're having a special.
Yeah.
We'll have Father to bless our wedding.
Oh,
my family is leaving Saturday. I've got two sons, both are lawyers, and I've got a daughter. She's living in the Republic Czech with her husband.
Yes, that's the one who's here now. Okay, because you had work, Joe. Did you suffer from the Depression personally?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you never had to go without things?
The roots were off. I mean,
And your family also?
Okay. Also,
the Duke?
Also.
Were you living at home?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell us what you remember of Christmas at that time?
Christmas, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
At the French Canadian, it was nothing at all.
For Christmas?
For Christmas.
Yeah.
It was at New Year's.
Yes. Le jour de l'an.
At Christmas, every Christmas we went to Mass, we're Catholic,
mm-hmm.
we went to Mass at 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And after Mass, little lunch, that was all.
No gifts?
No gift. Oh, no gifts. Gift, mm-hmm. At New Year's.
Okay. Yeah. What type of things would you eat? You say you had a little lunch. Do you remember what you ate?
Oh, cookies and those things. That's
mm-hmm.
sweet.
Non,
ah, c'était pas comme un. Il y avait pas de viande.
Non, non, t'as moins de viande.
Okay. Did you, your Christmas then, the way we think of Christmas today, was more what you did at New Year's?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you exchanged gifts at New Year's?
Yeah.
Do you remember the kinds of gifts that you would have exchanged?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
One orange.
Orange and candies.
And a few mixed candy.
Yeah. Hard candy.
Hard candy.
Yeah.
At my place, that's what about all.
Yeah. No clothing?
No.
And that was, and yet your family was fairly well off.
Yes.
So what do you think other families did? The same thing?
No. They had not the same thing because they had no money, they had nothing.
They had nothing.
Didn't you have that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I kept that, the orange eggs. When we were married, our children, we wouldn't bring those little oranges in the house before Christmas. Yeah. No,
only at Christmas.
And that was in their thought to Christmas, and those oranges, we kept that.
Tangerines, yeah.
Yeah, we kept that as a habit. And we do too now.
Yeah.
With the children.
Yeah.
We have those oranges for Christmas.
Yeah.
Because
you remember.
It was a tradition, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Christmas was religious.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas was
Was your house decorated? Did you decorate the house at all for Christmas?
No.
No? What about the store?
No, no decoration either.
What about the church?
Oh, well, yes. Oh, yes, the church was well decorated, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember the type of decorations? They have a tree?
Oh, yes. They've got a, well, they've got a, the same thing now for Christmas in the church than it was 50 years ago.
Right? Oh, really?
Yes.
So the tree?
The tree and the
crash?
The crash. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Help yourself to those questions, Sonia.
During the crise there? One of our neighbors, they were about six or seven children. In the fall, there was a man in the in Starfield that gave them some potatoes, lots of potatoes. And in the winter, my father gave them 10 pound pails of milk
every day. Yeah.
That's all what they had to eat.
Yeah.
Potatoes.
And Christmas time was the time they would send them roast of pork. They would send them. They were like that. His people's mother was so kind, you know. They would send pork and whatever, bread. Send them things to eat.
Okay.
They don't say they had oranges, though.
No.
Okay.
Married?
Me?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Eh?
No.
No?
No. Célibataire.
You live in Navin now?
Yes. Yeah.
You live for near all your life in Navin?
No. We lived out west in Alberta.
Yeah.
And we came here in 1977 when my youngest son was born. I have a son, Joe. Joseph is my son, Joe, the youngest. He's 18 now, and he's in the reserves. So he's talking about going to.
What's your name? Your second name?
Gonneau.
Hey?
Gonneau.
Gonneau?
Oui. Kamsa.
No, G-O-N-N-E-E.
Okay.
Oui. Kamsa.
Matin, patin, mouchoir.
Okay.
That's my.
Vous avez besoin de votre mouchoir, hein?
Okay.
He's 85, you know.
Did the church help some of the families that were poor?
Here?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
But they didn't have lots of money at the church either, you know. When they had collections of $5 every Sunday, you can't do too much for that. Mm-hmm. And the heating in the church was with wood.
No, but when the priest was preaching, he was told that if you've got something, there's a poor family, if you want to bring something to the church, we're going to give them.
Okay. So they help distribute.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about the same today, you know. They would do that, whatever they had. Right?
Well, today is the
Thanksgiving, they give a lot.
Eh?
At Thanksgiving, they give a lot at the church.
Today, it's the club.
Yes.
Yes.
Clubs do that.
Yeah. Did they have clubs like that back then, Joe?
In here?
Yes.
In Sarsfield? No, le des années passées, il y en avait pas de ça.
No, no, no.
No, not at the time of the Depression?
No.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
Okay.
There was only two buildings in Sarsfield in 13, you know.
Yeah. What else was here?
Eh?
What else? What other building? The hotel?
The hotel.
Yeah. Who ran the hotel?
Eh?
Who ran the hotel?
Qui était propriétaire de l'hôtel?
In that time?
Yes.
Raymond.
Monsieur Raymond?
Monsieur Dalmont Raymond.
D-A.
Oh, okay.
Dalma. Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D.
Okay. What about other stores? Were there other stores?
Yeah. On this side of the hotel, there was a store on this side, there was the hotel, and there was our store next.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was, it was Philip, Victor Philip.
Okay.
Qu'est-ce qu'il vendait, lui?
Hein?
Qu'est-ce qu'il vendait?
Même chose que nous autres.
Ah,
mais plus petit que nous autres, d'être plus petit que nous autres.
Okay.
Tout petit.
Ah oui.
Il vendait-tu des affaires pour les animaux, lui aussi?
Non.
Non.
Lui, a-t-il survécu pendant la dépression? Même son magasin était très petit?
Mmh.
Est-ce qu'il a survécu?
Oui. Oui. Parce que son père était un vieux Français.
Okay.
Qui venait de France.
Est-ce qu'il avait beaucoup d'argent?
Oui. Oui. Okay. Son père avait de l'argent beaucoup.
Okay.
Il n'en dépensa pas, par exemple.
Mmh.
T'en veux?
C'est de la manière.
Tu veux tes beaux plats dans la cuisine?
Ah, ouais.
Si tu veux les garder beaux?
Il faut qu'il reste sur l'étagère.
Ça ne présente pas.
C'était un chasseur, hein, son père.
Ah oui?
C'était un chasseur de perdrix.
Ah oui?
Il avait acheté, il avait 200 arpenteurs, son père, en bas, ici, la Canane.
OK, donc il y avait bien du terrain,
oui.
Puis bien...
il y a la chasse.
OK. Quelle autre bâtisse qu'il y avait à Sarsfield?
En face de l'hôtel, in front of the hotel, there was the blacksmith shop.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Mr.
Belisle. Mr.
Belisle.
Yeah.
And then... At the corner there, the house top is there yet, the White House, there was the bakery.
Mm-hmm. Who ran that, do you remember?
Oui, c'est Monsieur Raymond.
Filias Raymond.
Filias Raymond.
Filias.
Yep.
Lui, c'était la pâte,
the bakery,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Pas des biscuits, des
affaires.
Just
bread.
Just bread.
Yeah.
No cookies, nothing like that.
I will remember going to get, they would call it a pan. I wonder if it's an English word. Yeah, pan, because they made the bread in pans of four.
Ah, yes.
Okay. And they, so we would go and buy a pan of bread.
The four loaves.
Two there. Two on top, and the newspaper were spread out on the counter. They would do that in England with the
With the fish and chips.
Still do?
Oh yes, they still do that.
Yeah. Do you know if there's anybody has photographs of the old street or of your store, Joe?
Before
I think I would have a photograph of my store. I'll show you one.
Mm-hmm.
I won't give it to you.
No. I didn't ask you that. We're trying to find out if there's any around. Wait. Oh, this is by Roger Filmer?
And it's exactly because he takes a picture.
Yes.
So you can't miss anything on a picture, eh?
Yep. Now, and that the hotel was here?
Yes, right there.
Okay.
That's the shed.
Oh, yes, okay.
The hotel shed.
Yep.
And that's the store.
And you had a Texaco.
Texaco
gas?
Gasoline.
Yeah. When did you have that added?
What?
The gas. When did the gas come?
Oh, yeah. We start in a barrel.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when?
It was in 1920.
Oh, really? Okay.
And you know, the store, the general store, were always the first one to get the phone, to get the radio,
yes.
And get the... They would bring messages.
Provincial Bank, is it that?
Yes, it says Bank Provincial.
Wait.
Du Canada.
Yeah.
Post office?
This is the post office.
Oh, okay.
And the bank was there.
At the back.
At the back.
Okay. Yeah. Did you live above?
Yes.
Okay.
We all live above. When we bought the store, we live above.
Yeah.
Our room was right in front there.
Okay.
There.
And the Philippe, the same thing with their store? They lived with their store? Was it similar?
Yeah. Philippe, same store, except they were living downstairs, not up there, downstairs.
Dans la cave?
Hein?
Ils vivaient dans la cave?
Non.
Sur le même plancher.
Même
plancher. Ah, l'arrière.
Ouais, c'est pour ça que t'as plus petit.
Eux autres, ils étaient le back store ici.
Okay. Eux autres, ils étaient le back store.
Oui. Hein? Ici, eux autres, c'est le back store.
Oui. Oh.
Ça, c'était le magasin. Ça, c'est le back store. Oh, wow. Oh. Mm.
Yeah.
See the L? Yeah. Yeah. When that was taken.
1950.
Oh, okay.
Because when we left, it was different from that.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was.
Now, who has the photograph from this? Do you know?
I think I must have some.
Yeah. Sometime, could we take a look at them? Not
yes,
today,
yes,
but sometime.
No, I'll have a
yeah.
look.
Do you know if anybody else has photographs of the... See, we don't have
Philippe,
it in the museum.
No. It's a very strange thing. The Philippe, there's nephews, and they have no photograph of their family, not at all. Mm-hmm. Something happened.
Well, I told you about it.
Yes, they were stolen.
Mrs. Phillips, she was a widow. Her husband died in 22. And she had pictures, all kinds of pictures. And there was a crook. You know what a crook is?
Yeah.
There was a crook pass, and he says that. And he got picture that you would like to be finished.
Mm.
Oh, she says, yes, I've got luck. So he says, if you want to give me, I don't know how many money, maybe $50, I couldn't say much, or maybe $100, I'll give you a good job of all your pictures.
Mm.
She says, okay. She paid, she gave her the picture, she gave her the money. She never seen the last. That's the story of the picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got a wonderful memory.
Oui,
hein? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, c'est bien. Les noms, là, tout à l'heure, là, c'est parce qu'il s'est vu, ça pas...
Mr. Dessin
yes.
had the same joke. Not on the picture, but on the window. There was a lad who passed and he'd take the measurement of the windows and he said to Mr. Dessin, you give me an account of $100. Mr. Dessin, okay, he was honest. Never seen the last.
He was supposed to repair them? Yeah.
Yeah. No, make some new ones.
Make some new ones. Was this during the Depression?
Was this
at the time of the Depression or later?
No, that's later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see the men coming for work during the Depression here? Like out west, they had the men travel?
In the Depression, the men were all working.
Right? Okay. In the area?
In the area.
Yeah.
They had $1 per day.
Okay.
They were working in that big hill over there.
Prince Hill.
Ah, yes.
They lowered it.
Okay.
It was very picturesque.
Yeah.
With shovels, picks.
Yeah. Okay. So that was sort of a make work?
Yeah. They were going there every morning.
Yeah.
And for a dollar a day.
Oui. Et puis, la forêt La Rose, c'était la dépression, ça aussi.
Wait.
The replanting.
Replanting trees. They would do things like that.
C'était le gouvernement. C'est le gouvernement qui a établi ces programmes-là.
C'est le municipal. C'est le municipal ou bien le gouvernement qui faisait ça?
Quoi donc?
Payer ces hommes-là le travail, là.
C'était le municipal.
Oui.
Oh, oui.
Municipal.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know if there's no one around anymore who would have been on council?
Dans
qui vivrait aujourd'hui, non.
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 In the council in that time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. No.
They're all gone, yeah.
Bertrand, Joly,
Prou, Jean Prou.
Prou. No, they're all gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
So, we're lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lucky to be alive still.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Have you got any other questions there?
Probably you all knew that, but it's...
No, there's a lot of information we're getting.
Well, New Year's, like you said that. Vous dites que vous célébrez... Qu'est-ce que vous faisiez au jour de l'an? Comme vous dites que vous célébrez beaucoup au jour de l'an.
Au jour de l'an?
Qu'est-ce que vous faisiez exactement?
Tout, pour dîner, toute la parenté, là, les frères, les sœurs se rassemblaient.
OK.
On avait un bon dîner.
Comme quoi? Qu'est-ce que vous mangez?
On mangeait des tortillères.
Oui.
Du ragoût de bête de cochon. Des boulettes.
Des boulettes?
Des boulettes de viande.
Okay. I still have that tradition. I never left tradition. Yeah. I'm a traditionalist.
Des beignes?
Oui.
Des beignes? Ben, donuts?
Des beignes. Ah, des beignes. Ah oui.
Oh.
Gâteau fruits. Un gâteau fruits.
Oui. Roger. Dominique?
Oui.
Veux-tu me donner un verre de liqueur?
Ah, tiens, Dominique, elle va faire ça.
Yeah.
Donuts and, oh, le petit verre de blanc.
Ah oui! Oh.
C'est quoi ça?
Ça c'est...
Whisky!
Oui!
Whisky blanc!
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
C'est whisky blanc? Yes, it's like
corn
it's
whiskey?
Alcohol.
Yeah?
Alcohol. Whisky blanc, they would call it because it was white. And whisky blanc.
Yeah.
Oh yes, and they would serve that in little glasses like that.
Did the family make that themselves?
No.
Did you buy it?
Yeah, we bought... high wine, that's pure, right? With high wine, you make three bottles, three in one, eh?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You bought that pure, and then you make three bottles.
Yeah,
ça donne de la liqueur au lieu du jus.
No beer in that time.
No.
Le petit whisky blanc, là,
ouais.
And l'éveil du jour de l'an. New Year's Eve, friends would go from house to house visiting their friends, and they at each place they would have a little glass of stuff. That was a tradition.
Donc, la veille du jour de l'an, c'était tout le party avec les amis.
Oui,
puis le jour de l'an, c'était avec la famille.
Le repas.
Ouais.
Mais dans l'après-midi, là, la table, that's the tradition. The table would be set all day.
Yeah.
And friends would come in and eat.
Il y avait toujours du monde qui mangeait.
Toujours du monde avec. Oui. C'était nice, ça, ouais.
Ouais. Puis c'était juste comme tout le monde se réunissait puis parlait, ou est-ce que c'était.
Ah, ça chantait.
Ouais.
Oh, my. They would sing all the time. They would sing all the time. Always somebody in the place that would sing. Some families kept that, you know.
But, you know, at that time they had no television.
No.
No radio.
No. You had radio in the store, though.
Eh?
You have a radio in the store?
Oh, yeah. First one in the place around here.
Yeah. Oh, I think Jean-Noël de Saint told me he can remember listening to hockey games.
Yeah.
At the store.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So you put it on for people in the community? To come and listen?
Yeah, and they were all around the listen to the score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember, did you have a radio in your house?
Yeah.
As well?
As well, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The TV, they were the first one to get the TV also.
Was there anything else on there?
How about Happy and Sad memories?
Yeah. Watching tape or two.
En général, est-ce que les temps de Noël durant la dépression, est-ce qu'ils étaient heureuses ou est-ce que c'était quelque chose de quand même assez
Le monde était heureux.
Ouais. Le monde se satisfaisait avec ce qu'il y avait.
Mais certainement, il connaissait pas, il n'y avait pas d'autre chose. Je te dis pas qu'il n'y avait pas de misère.
Non.
Mais il y avait de l'entraide.
Oui. Il y avait de l'entraide.
Beaucoup plus qu'aujourd'hui. Aujourd'hui, c'est par les clubs. L'entraide n'est pas tout à fait le même.
C'est pas individuel, c'est pas tout personnel. Oui, c'est vrai.
Tandis que là, c'était personnel. Là.
Quand j'étais petit gars, je me rappelle, je suis allé chez un de nos voisins. J'arrivais là, il n'y avait absolument rien à manger. Quand on dit rien, c'est rien. Là.
Vraiment rien.
Pas de patate, rien de ça. Les petits pleurent. La femme me dit, elle dit, ils pleurent, elle dit, ils n'ont rien pour manger, ils n'ont pas mangé. Puis moi, ça m'avait acheté un petit gars. Quand l'âge j'avais, j'avais fait bien 12, 13 ans, à peu près ça.
Okay.
un paquet de cigarettes, là?
Non, c'est non. Des cassettes.
Non, you don't smoke?
Non.
Non? You go?
Non.
So,
do you want
to
do this?
Yeah.
Okay, please.
So I went home and told that to my mother. I said I went to meet her and they got nothing to eat and the kids are crying. But my mother said, I'll give you a box and you're gonna go.
Qui l'a acheté à boulangerie?
Ben, tout, ce qu'il ne boulangera pas.
Ouais. Mais s'il n'y avait pas d'argent, pourquoi qu'il ne le faisait pas eux-mêmes?
Hein?
Si les gens n'avaient pas beaucoup d'argent, pourquoi est-ce qu'ils ne faisaient pas leur pain eux-mêmes?
Ben, il y en avait des femmes qui n'avaient pas l'habileté. Donc, tu sais, quand t'es pauvre, des fois, tu l'es pauvre parce que
t'as pas le talent.
Ouais. C'est vrai, ça.
Tu sais, t'es pauvre souvent. Chez M. Leduc, ils ont acheté deux fermes. Ils sont prêts à arriver avec quoi? Avec rien. Mm-hmm. Pourquoi ils ont progressé? Parce que la mère, les femmes, vraiment, quand ils ont progressé, la femme avait beaucoup à faire. Mm-hmm.
And my father, in 1913, about was the name, here, the manager of the Provincial Bank.
Oh, okay. So your father managed the bank as well?
Yeah he was okay. 2 days a week. Eh?
Okay.
At the bank.
And was he postmaster also?
No, that's my brother was postmaster.
Okay.
And then I was postmaster.
Yeah.
And my wife.
And then I was. It goes in the family.
Yeah.
And then my father gave. Yes, we got a farm in 1914 or 13, and I did that to my brother, the oldest one,
mm-hmm.
100 acre with a barn and with a house. And
mm-hmm.
That explains why some people were poor and some could manage with the same thing. You know, you could progress or whatever. Well, sa mère a toujours fait les habits.
Mm-hmm.
No, I sewed everything, and she would iron better than anybody
mm-hmm.
with a little
hard work
on the stove there.
Hard work.
Yeah.
Yeah. To get ahead.
Yeah. I'll tell you a little story on that. When my first baby was born, the night I felt I was very sick, you know, to go to the hospital. So he worked up the store, and I was at home, and I ironed his shirt. White shirt to come and see me at the hospital, you know, and okay. So he came home and I said, my God, I had such a hard time to iron that shirt. Well, he says, no, it's not well ironed, I won't wear it. Her mother could iron so well, and I had an electric one and
what did I say?
That wasn't good.
You said, I won't wear that shirt. I started to cry all night. 4 o'clock, I had to go to the hospital. And who did I see come to see me the next day with the white shirt? He wore it. His mother. She couldn't read or write, but she was the best cook. It's just to show you that a woman in the house can
make a difference.
Make a big difference. So a lot of people wouldn't.
Your father had some education though, did he?
Yeah, he had a commercial course. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because
he was a banker.
And he was about the only one educated in that time. We were here in 1886.
The family came to Sarsfield?
Yeah.
From Quebec?
From Montreal. There were only two boys.
En 98 que vous êtes arrivé ici, ton père s'est établi ici avec ta mère. In 98.
Mm-hmm.
He had this little farm.
Mm-hmm.
That's another story.
Yeah.
How he got that farm from Valleyfield, let's say Valleyfield, to Sarsfield. How he came to get that.
Mm-hmm.
It was given to his Alfred's brother by a friend. Because they would buy lots from the government
mm-hmm.
and couper le bois. Mm-hmm. They would cut the trees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so his father got that lot there mm-hmm. from this man that un homme de chantier
mm-hmm.
qui faisait chantier.
Oui.
Ici, avait mis ses terres comme ça.
And that's the farm that went to your brother?
No.
No.
Yes, later
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Qui est allé à Oscar.
Oui.
Ça c'est la terre paternelle.
Oui.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My father was born in Bornois.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his mother when he was very young. He was raised by his brother. And then he went to the school.
Mm-hmm.
He had a commercial course.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went to Montreal and he worked for a general store, Chatu. That was a store, eh?
Yeah.
Not a small
one. Gros. It was a...
Old sale.
Ah, yeah. No, c'était de toutes sortes de choses.
Grocery.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. But a wholesaler.
Yeah, he was in the office. He was
okay. Yeah.
But he didn't like it in the office. He says, I want to go outside. They were delivering in that time with the one horse and one sleigh.
Yes.
So they went. And my mother was tired of that. She said, hey!
Let's go on the farm.
Let's go on the farm.
Yeah. They were married then.
They were married.
They had
two
children, eh?
Yeah.
And so she was she from a farm?
Yeah, she was. My mother was born in Sarsfield. Yeah, from
oh, really?
Farm.
The Bertrand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
On the, yeah.
How did she meet your father in Montreal?
No.
No.
I don't know where.
Oui.
In Sarsfield.
Okay.
He came to visit. Alfred had a sister married to a Martin mm. in Sarsfield.
Okay.
And he came to visit this Rose, hein,
yeah.
c'est Rose, came to visit her, and that's where we met Selima. Selima Bertrand.
Ah,
my mother was able, that, she had no instruction, eh? She
no.
couldn't read. But she could do anything else.
Oh, yes.
Not
yes.
everything.
Oh, yes. Even iron shirts.
She was the best cook.
Yeah.
She had all in the in there.
Yeah.
No,
no, no
recipe.
No,
no.
Not the best cook.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the best cook in Cannes.
Yeah, yeah.
Canning stuff. Oh. I don't think that.
No, don't think you should. So, when you were, you would have been younger during the Depression and you were a child?
Well,
vous
during
aviez 13 ans?
Dans, dans, la, dans la Depression. Ben moi,
okay.
oui, oui.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So, what do you, are your memories similar to Joel's?
No, because I didn't mingle with people so much as his.
Ah,
it
yes.
wasn't the same. No, we weren't the same at all.
Yeah.
Did you live in Sarsfield?
From the age of 8.
Okay.
My father and mother died, and that's why I came to Sarsfield. And from the age of 8.
Okay. So you lived in a house in the village?
With the priest up there.
Ah, okay. yeah.
He brought me up, and I went to...
Father Lafayette?
It's a long... Yeah,
yeah.
Father Lafayette.
Yeah.
So it was like an orphanage?
No,
thing?
No, no, I was
no.
alone there.
Yeah.
I remember coming there as a little girl of 8.
Yeah.
With all those people, elderly people, but I was happy as the...
Yeah.
I was very, very happy.
Yeah.
They were nice to me. And
yeah.
That's
sure.
another story.
Yeah, I'm sure. But your memories, though, of the Depression and of Christmas would have been
no,
different,
well,
no?
No, yes, it is different because I had gifts.
Yes.
And they were so good to me, you know.
Yeah.
It's different from his.
Yes.
It was very different. Different
well,
people.
It's not a tradition as traditional.
No. But traditional, but I kept his traditions.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, midnight mass,
mm-hmm.
that's the meal after midnight
the
mass, that belongs to me.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want the next day, but that's... No, yeah, I have traditions.
She was playing the organ at the
oh.
church
okay.
for
yeah.
30, 40 years.
Well, don't start telling about me.
No,
because you're a couple, you have shared experiences,
yeah.
mm-hmm. and your experiences
were
are
different.
Are different.
We were
yeah.
different because we didn't live in the same group of people.
Yes.
See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vous fréquentez pas le même
monde. Non, c'est ça.
Ouais.
C'est ça.
when we were married, we were living next house.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, we lived different ways, but it's very strange to say. First time I really fell in love with Joe, he was maybe 18, he would go to university and serve mass, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was a little girl, and I was, oh my God, I like that boy.
Yeah, that's true.
I liked him then.
Yeah. When you were quite young?
Well, 6 years different.
What religion are you?
Me? Yeah. Anglican?
Anglican?
Yes. English. So Anglican.
And at Northern?
Well, Cumberland now.
Cumberland, yeah.
Yeah.
At what, Catholic?
Oui. Yeah. Anyway, have you got any other questions? Because we won't hold the Leduc's
up. I don't know if they had. Si vous connaissiez une différence entre la dépression urbaine et la dépression rurale.
Comment est-ce qu'elle dit
ça, là? La différence entre la dépression dans les villes et la dépression ici, dans les campagnes.
Surtout durant le temps de Noël. C'est surtout ça que
je sais pas comment ce qui se passait dans le temps, dans les villes, là.
But your life was really here.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. They wouldn't go off.
Then you
know what's going on.
You
know, it's a big fool because the papers.
Not so popular.
But in the city, they had the help before the country.
Yes.
Oui, oui. Mais c'était pas populaire. C'était pas tout le monde qui avait des autos.
Not that. No, les autos t'arrêtent.
There may be a few had cars.
Comment t'appelles ça? Qu'est-ce qu'ils donnent pour le relief? Hein?
Oui, relief.
In the city, in Ottawa, they had relief sooner, very sooner than in the country.
They had it here, yeah.
At Christmas time in the cities, we don't.
You wouldn't.
Because
know.
They wouldn't go.
Yeah. No.
No, people stayed at home.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Ça, c'est ça, à moins d'avoir une grande parenté, que les parents étaient. Mais non, chacun restait dans son patelin.
But here the relief, they had to work for it. Mm-hmm. So in the city, they didn't have to work. Mm-hmm. But here they had to work.
Okay. And there were the two big projects that you knew of, the Rose, two big projects, the French Hill Road and the Rose Forest.
And then they were cutting wood in the bush.
Okay.
They were selling the wood.
Yeah.
Est-ce qu'il y avait du monde à Sarsfield qui était sur le relief program?
Qui était quoi?
Sur le relief.
Ah oui.
Beaucoup?
Oui.
Parce que tantôt, vous avez dit que la plupart du monde à Sarsfield travaillait.
Oui, sur les fermes, mais pas dans le village.
Non.
Dans le village, il y en avait plusieurs sur le relief, dans le village. Sur les fermes, c'est des petites fermes, mais chacun pouvait vivre avec ce qu'il avait. Le relief sur les fermes, il n'y en avait pas. Il y en avait?
Non.
Il y en avait qui en recevaient aussi?
Non, mais il allait travailler.
Oh.
À côte,
oui.
Coupé du bois.
Oui, yeah. And also, you said earlier, it helped with the mortgage.
Oui.
Farm relief helped with their mortgages.
Yes. Concordat, that's the right name.
Concordat.
Okay. The right name. It was a law passed by Ontario government.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm. I remember reading. Yeah.
My father lost a few dollars on not much, but in that time it was very, because it was $500 in 1930, that was a lot of money.
My
father lost $500, I know for one.
Moi j'ai recours au dictionnaire tout le temps.
Pour moi.
Où est moi?
Après la Russe, Après la Russe, c'était bon.
Concordat. Oui. Concordat. Un traité entre le pape et un gouvernement sur les affaires religieuses, OK? Un accord entre le commerçant, c'est celui-là, qui, ayant déposé son bilan, a été admis par le tribunal de commerce au règlement judiciaire de ses créanciers. Mm-hmm. That's the one that relates.
Yeah. To the mortgages.
Relates to the mortgage.
Well, they had to, you know, so many people were losing their farm, so they had to do something.
There was a fellow over there, he had a mortgage of $25,000 on his farm.
Mm-hmm.
$2,500?
$2,500.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
$25,000.
Il y avait une grosse grange, il y avait une grosse maison brique.
Yeah.
So, they went before the judge and the judge got that half.
Yes.
Instead of 25, 13,000.
They lost at the store too because, you know, s'il y avait une facture de 200 piastres, il en serait 100.
Mais oui, c'est ça.
Well, that
helped. Non, mais c'est pas pour thankfully mortgage, ça va dans le
compte. Oui, mais vous autres, Albert en a perdu là-dessus.
Ah. Mais il n'a perdu pas ce concordat.
Non.
Ceux qui perdent le concordat, c'est ceux qui avaient de l'argent des mortgages. Corrier en a perdu. Corrier en a perdu avec Gascon.
Oh, if they had lent money on the farms,
Gascon.
Those are the ones that would lose then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If he had lent $200, he would lose half of it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On farms.
If they held a mortgage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I know there were a lot of farms locally. I interviewed. Nanny Lowe, Grace Lowe?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because they went through really tough depression because they were married just before the depression.
Yeah. But the stores, they didn't have hard times then. Because probably they had money from the start.
Well, people had to eat.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they didn't, didn't do them too much harm. Did them harm, but not too much.
Yeah.
They didn't lose.
No. Right. Were people still bringing things to trade at the store, to barter?
Yeah.
At the store?
Eggs. Butter.
Some people would do butter.
Qu'ils l'amenaient, qu'ils l'échangeaient contre quelque chose.
And with my brother Albert, I was young, I was about 14 years. On Saturday we went to Ottawa Market with butter.
Oh, okay.
Few eggs, but butter.
So you would take it into town and sell it?
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Yeah, that's good.
That's in 1924.
Uh-huh.
1924,
right.
And
you go by horse, with horse and buggy?
No, we had a car.
You had a car?
Oh.
In 1924?
Eh?
You had a car in 1924?
Yeah, we had a...
You were only the first
Chevrolet. With,
it's not that they started with a lot of money, but they would manage.
Yeah. Were you the only ones in the village with a car at that time?
No, there were some before us.
Yes?
There were farmer, there were Philip, there were two car. Philip sold that, farmer, Darius Farmer.
Darius Farmer.
What did he do for a living?
Eh?
What did he do? He was a farmer?
Darius, yes, was a farmer.
Oh, okay.
And there were a few farmers who had... the 490s.
Yeah.
Chevrolet 490s, you remember?
No.
You were not born.
No. I've seen them.
You've seen them, yeah.
Yeah.
There were few farmers who had those cars. And then in 1925 we had a truck.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you needed it for the store.
Yeah.
Where did you go for your supplies? Did you go for supplies or did they bring things to you?
Before the trucks, we were going to the station, Leonard Station.
Okay.
To a freighting.
Yeah.
We were there about a couple of times a week with horses and the... Yeah. When we had the truck, then we start to buy direct from Ottawa.
Okay.
Cheaper.
Yes. Yeah, but you went to get it yourselves. Okay.
Yeah, at the Friedman.
Oh, yes.
And the national store too.
National Grocers.
Pedo.
Yeah. Is anything else on the list? That's pretty well it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're going to let you go. If you have things to do with your family today.
Not much.
No.
I'm going shopping.